This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just in moments ago from New York, the judge in Harvey Weinstein's retrial has declared a mistrial on the remaining rape charge for the movie mogul, as a jury foreperson said they could not deliberate anymore. An Air India flight with hundreds of people on board crashing into a dense neighborhood minutes after takeoff in northwest India. The plane bound for London. Investigators have been on the scene since it happened. ABC aviation consultant John Nance with more on how experts will figure out what went wrong.
Basically, you rule nothing in, you rule nothing out at the beginning of this an accident. But there are incredible indications here that we're going to be able to triangulate with a lot of different video. This is a different age than it was 10 or 20 years ago. We have actual video of crashes that can help anybody who's investigating it very, very profoundly.
Supreme Court ruling in favor of a Georgia family who was prevented from suing the federal government over an FBI raid of their home. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tonight's Common Council meeting will feature a number of important decisions. Among them is approving the Haven on Main development project, measures to allow the School District of La Crosse to begin work on a pair of elementary schools, and a resolution to increase the stormwater utility rate to fund capital projects and keep up with inflation through 2029. Meanwhile, next week's La Crosse County Board of Supervisors meeting is canceled. The June meeting isn't happening due to a lack of agenda items. La Crosse County joined several other counties of the state of Wisconsin in setting a new tourism record. The county's economic impact from tourism went up 3.4% to $519 million. La Crosse County brought in an additional $1.3 million in local taxes and over $12 million in direct visitor spending, a nearly 4% increase. Bordering counties Monroe, Jackson, and Trempealeau all saw decreases in tourism impact, while Vernon County saw its economic impact increase by 4.4%. The state grew by 3.3%. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. A bridge crossing the Mississippi River to the south of La Crosse is open once again. The Blackhawk Bridge, which takes motorists from Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa, reopened Monday morning. It was closed on May 17th due to one of its piers moving, but Iowa DOT officials said the bridge is safe to cross. The DOT said that it is planning future closures due to construction of the 94-year-old bridge's replacement, which is set to open in 2027. The current bridge was also closed last year for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers held minicamp practice, a 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those, like, fresh starts. And, you know, the Packers just, you know, welcomed me with, you know, open arms and giving me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills. And, you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and, you know, take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of 7 series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first 2 games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski makes his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with highs making it to the mid-70s and a chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Let's continue through this evening, overnight, and even lingering through tomorrow, too. Now, there could be spots of sunshine, and temperatures still stay comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is brat. B-R-A-T. The word to text in this hour is brat.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
J. Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, his new column suggests Governor Evers should not run for another term. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on today. Trump is preparing the military for political war, and he's using a Confederate traitor to do it. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Also, Predator drones deployed in Los Angeles. Predator drones? ICE brutally rams a car and throws a tear gas canister at a car with young children in it, toddlers. To grab a citizen off the street. Florida tries to replace farm workers with 14-year-old American children. Florida says they're not too young to work overnight shifts. I'm not making this up. Brutality reigns. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by, our one guest for the day, with a live update from Kyiv, Ukraine. And also, is Trump's brutality causing his approval to tank? And welcome to America's new vaccine committee. I'll give you the details on that. In the third hour, let's be clear on this. America now has concentration camps. This is how it happens. It slipped right in unannounced. Yet, have you heard anyone label Guantanamo a concentration camp? We'll talk about that, as I said, in the third hour of the program. But to start the program, to start off today, my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com is titled Trump is preparing the military for political war, and he's using a Confederate traitor to do it. Let's just establish something to begin this conversation. Robert E. Lee killed more Americans than Hitler. He killed more Americans than Khrushchev. He killed more Americans than King George III, Ho Chi Minh, or Kim Il-sung, who ran North Korea during the Korean War. He killed more Americans than we've lost in every war since the American Revolution combined. He was the largest mass murderer of Americans in our nation's history. General Lee was not a good man. He was a morbidly rich oligarch who not only bought and sold enslaved human beings, but delighted in whipping and torturing them. Two of the 200-plus enslaved people he held at his plantation, Wesley Norris, his sister Mary, and their cousin George Parks, escaped from General Lee and were captured in nearby Maryland. This is a report from the March 26, 1886 edition of the New York Daily Tribune, quoting Wesley Norris, one of the three enslaved people who escaped, telling about what happened when he was returned to General Lee. Quote, "He then ordered us to the barn, where in his presence we were tied firmly to posts by Mr. Gwynn, our overseer, who was ordered by General Lee to strip us to the waist and give us 50 lashes each, except my sister, who received but 20. General Lee, in the meantime, stood by and frequently enjoined Williams to lay it on well, an injunction which he did not fail to heed. Not satisfied with simply lacerating our naked flesh, General Lee then ordered the overseer to thoroughly wash our backs with excruciatingly painful saltwater brine, which was done." end of quote. Fearing that Abraham Lincoln might end slavery in America, Robert E. Lee raised an army and tried to use it to end democracy in the United States. He thus committed treason in a way that even Benedict Arnold's wildest dreams wouldn't have fulfilled. His war killed almost 750,000 men, women, and children, all Americans. No American has ever betrayed or visited as much violence on this country as severely as did Robert E. Lee. And so when he lost the war against us, the federal government seized his slave plantation and turned it into a cemetery for the Civil War dead. It's called Arlington National Cemetery. It's the old Robert E. Lee plantation. So given this history, perhaps it makes perfect sense that the current chief betrayer of the ideals of our nation, a convicted felon and Putin toady, Donald Trump, would brag to a group of American soldiers that he's going to rename a military base after Robert E. Lee. And what's even more shocking, and a real indictment of what's happened to civics education in the United States since both Reagan and George W. Bush took a meat axe to civics education during their presidencies, is that those soldiers then cheered when they heard Robert E. Lee's name. They obviously know nothing about Robert E. Lee. Trump then went on, as in front of a group of soldiers, to repeatedly lie to them. He told them that he won the 2020 election. He told them that Democrats stole it from him. He told them that the elections were rigged. He said that he sent the National Guard into Minnesota and I saved it, when in fact it was Tim Walz who sent in the National Guard. He said, I defeated ISIS in 4 weeks. It took 2 years to liberate the ISIS caliphate. He said, nobody wanted to join the military under Biden. A blatant lie. He said, countries like Congo dumped their prisoners and people from their mental hospitals here, saying the countries would bus them or drive them right to our borders and say, go in there. If you ever come back, we're going to kill you. Another lie. He said that he brought water to L.A. during the fires when, in fact, all he did was order a field flooded in Northern California, screwing up water allocations for agriculture. He echoed Hitler when he called Los Angeles protesters animals and a foreign enemy. Even more disgusting, he was nakedly using these soldiers that he was lying to as political props, to massage his own ego and to provide Fox so-called news a ready-made clip. This is from military.com yesterday. Quote, internal 82nd Airborne Division communications reviewed by military.com reveal a tightly orchestrated effort to curate the optics of Trump's recent visit, including hand-picking soldiers for the audience based on political leanings and physical appearance. The troops ultimately selected to be behind Trump and visible to the cameras were almost exclusively male. One unit-level message bluntly said, no fat soldiers. This is the exact opposite message that George Washington gave us. The general who fought the Revolutionary War, our first president, that George Washington gave us in his farewell address, when he said, the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrible enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual, wrote George Washington. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. That our Secretary of Defense, Kegger Pete Hegseth, would not just allow but intentionally facilitate such an offensive display of partisanship is particularly troubling when you note that it is a crime. Directive 1344.10, it's part of the military code, Uniform Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ. It says, in keeping with the traditional concept that members on active duty should not engage in partisan political activity,
and that members on active duty should avoid inferences that their political activities imply or appear to imply official sponsorship, approval, or endorsement. A member of the armed forces on active duty shall not participate in partisan political activities, rallies, conventions, etc. And then it goes on to say, this is a lawful general regulation. Violations of this directive by persons subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice are punishable under Article 92, failure to obey order or regulation. Hegseth committed a crime when he set this thing up. The military officers who picked these soldiers and who allowed Donald Trump to lie to them and to do basically a campaign rally committed a crime, and Donald Trump committed a crime. And Trump and Kegger Hegseth, you know, are apparently trying to test whether rank-and-file troops will go along with their political agenda. It looks to me like they're trying to build the foundation for a future when they use the military against us, against you and me, against people that they view as not sufficiently loyal to Trump. I mean, this is deeply dangerous to democracy, which is why it's illegal. And it's why every other advanced democracy in the world outlaws this kind of thing. But then, you know, Trump didn't stop there. He then went on after the media. He attacked the news media that was there. And again, the troops applauded. I mean, this is what dictators do. Mussolini, Hitler, Putin, Orban, they all followed this script. And then on top of that, he brought a vendor of Trump merchandise also in violation of military policy, including MAGA hats, T-shirts, and cards that read white privilege card, Trump's everything. Historically, when democracies slide into dictatorship, there's a moment when the military is required to choose sides and the press is cast as a threat. We are there now. This is a damning indictment of how far away from American values we've let Trump drag our country.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. shopmando.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. CB Distillery's Stock Up Sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. This isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, that's what I'm going to be stocking up on, their sleep gummies. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Excuse me. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's cbdistillery.com, and to get up to 40% off, use the code VIP.
Our robbery cracked the whip, tore the flag with a traitor's grip. Blood on his hands from a war he chose. 750,000 ghosts built on backs and salted skin. He fought to keep the horrors in. Not a hero, not a saint. He's the face of a rebel's hate.
So how did Lee become their star? Waving flags in rebel bars. From whipping slaves to soldier cheers, they trade our truth for ancient fears. When facts are buried, lies live on. That's how Lee became a MAGA icon. They cheered a felon in uniform, a rally stage tradition torn. With hand-picked troops and camera lights, he sold them rage and civil fights. He bragged of Lee like he knew pride, but all he knew was how to divide. And the base he claimed in honor's name now echoes with betrayal's flame. So how did Lee become their star? A martyr carved in culture's scar. A general lost, a war long gone. Revived by those who can't move on. When truth is scorched in history pawn, that's how Lee became a MAGA.
This is insane. DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, was piloting a Reaper drone over Los Angeles last night. A Reaper drone. I mean, this is what we use to blow up, you know, people in Iraq and Afghanistan. A Reaper drone. Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, said that this drone was an ominous test case. She said, this is what happens when the federal government moves in and takes the authority away from state and local government. I don't think our city should be used for an experiment. And she noted that the chaos in the city was caused by Donald Trump, by Washington, D.C. And the divide between intimidation and surveillance is getting, you know, tighter and tighter in these Democratic, you know, cities run by Democratic mayors. Now you've got three Democratic governors being harassed at, you know, at a hearing in Congress right now. I mean, this is nuts. ICE agents crashed into a guy's car in Boyle Heights, a Los Angeles suburb, to drag him out of the car, threw a tear gas canister, shot a tear gas canister at his car. His wife and toddler and baby were in the car. They said that they were going after him because they said that he had punched an ICE agent, or words to that effect, had assaulted somebody. That's still pretty wild stuff. U.S. immigration raid on a Omaha, Nebraska meat plant has people worried about the future of the American meat supply. Now, this might actually improve public health. Glen Valley Foods operates out of Omaha, Nebraska. They're running right now with 30% of their staff because of an ICE raid. ICE agents detained 74 to 76 workers out of the roughly 140 who work there. But then a bunch of the others who work there are afraid to show up. They're just not coming into work right now. The facility's production has dropped to about 20% of normal. The Omaha World Herald newspaper reported on Tuesday that raids were also reported at local plants run by Tyson and JBS USA, although those companies are not confirming that. And I'll tell you about this after the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. The efforts to replace migrant workers with children in Florida, this is Ron DeSantis' brilliant idea, just fell apart. I'll tell you about that, and we'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your call.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treat.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome beauty queen and security expert Jenna Watkins. And then we grill pizza in the studio with Papa John's owner, Danny Bem. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Ticks. These little parasites live for about 2 years.
Ticks don't die in the winter. They hibernate like a bear. So as soon as it gets above freezing, they potentially can come out.
That's Dr. James Thatcher, a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. Summer is known as tick season because temperatures between 70 and 90 degrees are ideal for breeding and make the ticks more active.
You know, I know Bambi is really cute in my backyard, but 1,000 ticks per deer. So you really want to keep your distance from Bambi. That's the first thing. So the other thing, obviously, you want to do in your yard is they have this liquid fence that you can, and it's a lot of these natural things too. And you pour that on the edges of the yard. It's supposed to ward off the deer.
Common ticks here in Wisconsin are the wood and deer ticks.
The difference is the wood tick is more of a brown color with a light brown design on its back. The deer tick has kind of that burnt orange belly.
That's Ashley Johnson, a nurse practitioner also at Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center.
And then the other one, that Asian longhorn tick now does live in the North Woods. So that is a bigger dog tick, but also has brown legs.
Then there is the nymph, the most infectious and tiniest one of them all.
So as the spring goes on and the ticks that have been mating on the deer start to produce babies, and those babies get a little bigger and they start seeking out their own blood source, those are the ones that are most likely to infect you.
And they're hard to see, so it's best to wear bright clothes to spot them.
Because it really doesn't want you to know it's there. First, it numbs the skin like a surgeon. Secondly, it gives you an antihistamine, so you don't itch right away. And the third thing it does is it gives you an anticoagulant so you don't bleed down your leg.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with highs making it to the mid-70s and a chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Let's continue through this evening, overnight, and even lingering through tomorrow, too. Now, there could be spots of sunshine and temperatures still stay comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn and saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from Shawano, Wisconsin, where we'll be talking with some of the Democratic Party people locally about living in a red county in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Gathered in the summer heat.
to forge a brand new land. Three powers locked in balance, a system built to stand. They warned us of corruption, of kings who take it all. But now the billionaires are laughing, watching democracy fall. Madison warned us, but nobody cared. Now the wolves own the courthouse, the judge just stares. Congress takes orders, no fight, no debate. And the president's daring the world to complain. Welcome to Madison's nightmare, where the law is just a joke. The courts are corrupt, Congress is bought.
So Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, says, why do we say we need to import foreigners, even import them illegally, when, you know, teenagers used to work at these places, do this stuff? What's wrong with expecting our young people to be working now? I mean, that's how it used to be when I was growing up. Yeah. I mean, you know, yes, I got a job when I was 14, I think. I had to get a work permit. I lived in Lansing. I got a job part-time. It was just a few hours every afternoon after school at Henry's Hamburgers on Cedar Street in Lansing. But, you know, I'm assuming that systems like that are still in place, you know. But this, you know, what he tried to do in Florida was basically, you know, he had legislation which passed the Florida House that said that 14 and 15-year-olds could work more than an eight-hour day before a school day. 16 and 17-year-olds could work overnight. The law would have ended the required 30-minute meal breaks and allowed children who are as young as 14 who are homeschooled or enrolled in virtual school to work overnight shifts. Yeah. Supporters of the measure include Moms for Liberty, you know, the women who are all upset about, you know, books about black people in the libraries, and the National Federation of Independent Business, which is, you know, basically a right-wing, front group for right-wing business owners. It was opposed by the Florida AFL-CIO, the American Civil Liberties Union, the NAACP, student activist groups, but it went down to defeat in the Senate. Well, actually, it wasn't defeated. They didn't even hold a vote. The session expired and the bill expired. So Ron DeSantis does not get his child workers. So what's he going to do? I mean, you know, what's he going to do? And why is it that all of the raids so far that we're hearing all about have been in blue cities in blue states? And all the raids that have been announced coming up are blue cities and blue states. I obviously, it's a rhetorical question. We all know this is all about making scoring political points for dictator Don. So what say you? David in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I had an interesting trip yesterday. I went down to Piketon, Ohio, which was the site of one of the original nuclear enrichment plants. It's been in existence since the 50s, mm-hmm. and it's being dismantled. But the state of Ohio is trying to restore some of the economic development down there, and I think they're doing it the wrong way, and I think we should beware of corporate opportunists that want to pry money out of our state governments. They were talking about taking methane, natural gas, and converting it, turning it into hydrogen. And I tried to figure out what they were doing. It had to heat it up to 3,000 degrees, and then have to inject the CO2 that comes off of it in a semi-liquid state into the ground. It's just a big disaster, mm-hmm. if you ask me. And
It leaves the hydrogen behind.
I don't want to create another disaster after they're trying to clean up one disaster.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a boondoggle, but, you know, there's a lot of boondoggles out there.
It is a boondoggle. I don't know how else to describe it. But yeah. I don't know if other states are experiencing this, where you have people that are vulnerable, that are out of work, and then they end up falling for stuff like this, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Thanks for the report, David. That's it's fascinating. Keep us up to date on how that's going. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. It's old Maverick, listening to 91.3 KBTS and Bellevue Community Radio Station. I want to ask you a quick question, but first I have a one sentence of good news. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Devin Nunes in over a year.
He's running Trump's Nazi-infested social media site, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I heard last on your show. But he just had one of those voices that made me grind my teeth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, so my quick question is, you know, we hear all this talk about blue cities. I've been banging my head trying to think, is there a red city?
Good question. I can't think of one. I mean, there are Republican-controlled towns, but they tend to be small.
Right, exactly. Maybe there are no red cities. You know, something with a population of, you know, 250,000 or 500,000 or more.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know what the threshold is and you know, what provokes that, whether it's a racial demographic or whether it has to do with education or whether it has to do with income or just the psychological dynamics of living in the city. That's a great question.
Sure. Yeah, thanks. All right, well, keep up the good fight, even though sometimes fighting for what's right feels like pushing a rope, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. Some days I feel like Sisyphus, but hey, you know, we got to keep pushing this rock.
All right, have a great day, Tom.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maverick. Bob in Springfield, Illinois. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, actually quite a bit, Tom. Thank you. And fight the good fight. Keep up the good work. Do it as long as you can. We all appreciate it. All right. First off, related to your opening monologue, as we all know, Trump doesn't care about the law, because if he did, he wouldn't do all the things he's doing. He politicized the military in his first term, so and he's going to politicize it again on Saturday, so I guess we shouldn't be surprised about that. Second thing related to that is I was listening to Mike Malloy's show last night on Progressive Voices, which I know you're familiar with because you're on there.
You said the Mike Malloy show?
Yes.
Mike is an old friend, but I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. I didn't realize he was still doing his show. That's great. Yes. I'm so glad to hear that. Mike is such a great guy.
Yes, he's still doing it. He records it in the late morning or early afternoon, and it airs from 8 to 10, 9 to 11 Eastern, 8 to 10 Central, 7 to 9 Mountain, and 6 to 8 Pacific.
Cool. Okay, so keep going, Bob. You were saying.
Yes, I was listening to his show last night, and he talked about, first off, he mentioned the raid in Omaha, and he said that the director or CEO of the plant said that her cousin was one of the people taken into custody. The other things, there were two of them that he mentioned that were, the first one was, there was an article in The Atlantic yesterday by Tim Nichols.
Tom Nichols, yeah.
Tom Nichols, I'm sorry.
I'm familiar with the article, but keep going.
Okay.
Our listeners may not be.
Okay, yes, it was all about the address that Trump gave in at Fort Bragg on Tuesday.
Right.
And he was talking about, the article is obtained by NBC, and that's how apparently he was made aware of it or whatever, or NBC was made aware of it. And he was going on, he was very upset about the politicization of the military and the fact that superiors of the youngsters that were in there did not correct or, you know.
Yeah, nobody pushed back against Trump, apparently. They just went along with what he demanded, even though it was a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice and the law.
Yes. That's basically what he was talking about, and there was other stuff in there. Like you said, you're familiar with the article, but it was a very good article, and I wanted to make you aware of that if, in case you didn't weren't aware of it. But you are, so yeah. That's good.
I haven't read it, but I did see Tom being interviewed on MSNBC, so I think I have the gist of it. And it's what I wrote about yesterday afternoon, you know, which we talked about this morning, my daily take today.
But there was also something about Pam Bondi. She issued a memo to all the immigration judges that they are to dismiss cases, immigration cases, and that way the people that are in immigration court can be taken into custody.
Yeah.
And there was a demonstration in Chicago.
Sorry, Bob, we're out of time, but got it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Pick up the calls here. I'll be right back. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-471-9773, 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to our coffee every morning. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM/Tom. Getnativepath.com/Tom.
Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome, he's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game, but democracy's torch is losing its flame. Deportations rise, rights decline, protests met with military lines, governor's suit, voices suppressed. In this new era, who'll be next? He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Ron.
Tom, hold on. Let me take you off speaker. Hold on, bud. Okay, here we go. Tom, you know, in my opinion, I'm getting up these stairs here. It's hard. Tom, the reason Trump is putting the military in sanctuary cities, he's going to charge the cities military bill, in my opinion, and bankrupt the cities, the sanctuary cities.
Oh, that's interesting. That hadn't occurred to me.
Yeah, that's, in my opinion, what he's gearing up for, punishment for them. He's going to put them in poverty. And
do you know if there's any precedent for that, Ron?
I can't think of one right now, Tom, but my real point for calling was when you made a comment that they put soldiers who are MAGA Trump in front of North Carolina rally for Trump. And the military, right now, I have a son in the ranks. I had a friend's son who was in Special Forces. He broke his back in training. And the military, especially our highly airborne, they are, like, very deeply divided between support for Trump and anti-Trump. They have to have classes to try and bring the soldiers back to sanity. I don't think it's working, especially now with Trump in there. But we are in the most dangerous times. You know, I thought we could depend on our military to save us, but I don't think it's going to happen like that. And
No, I agree. I mean, people were calling, over the last couple of weeks saying, oh, yeah, the military will hold the line. They did last time. And but the people at the top, you know, you had Mark Esper, who was running, you know, he's Secretary of Defense. He said no to Trump when Trump wanted to have the military shoot people in Lafayette Square. Mark Milley said no to Trump when he wanted to have the military shoot people in Lafayette Square. And you had, you know, generals and you know, but Trump has decapitated the senior levels of the military, of all the branches of the services.
And he's cleansing the lower ranks, too.
Right. And he's got this alcoholic, defense secretary who just does whatever he says.
Yeah. Fox Glory Hound. Yeah. That's his administration. Yeah. Thank you, Tom. Keep up the fight.
Yeah, you got it, Ron. Thank you. Mark in Oakland, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Oh, Tom, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm sorry here. Hold on just a second. First of all, I wanted to apologize to you because I called in last week and I said a word that got me dumped. I was the guy that was talking, told you I had my daughter watch The Gray Zone, a movie about the Holocaust.
Yeah. That's okay. I didn't even note it on your profile here. It's, you know, that happens. Bleep happens.
What I wanted this time was I kind of wrote my stuff down so I wouldn't make that mistake again. What I wanted to talk to you about was that I was raised by a John Birch Republican who also served as an officer in the Aleutian Chain during World War II. Mm-hmm. And he graduated from Michigan State with a degree in engineering. He ran a successful business up in Anchorage, Alaska, where I was raised. Mm-hmm. And he was raised in rural Missouri during the Great Depression. And he hated his mother, who, according to him, was a tyrant. His typical routine every night was to drink a half a fifth of a Canadian Club and smoke half a pack of cigarettes. I got to know him pretty well. And one time during one of our nightly conversations, he said, "I'm not a conservative, I'm a reactionary." And that was the first time I'd ever heard that term.
Yeah.
And there was no Google back then so to look it up. But he also told me that he thought the 19th Amendment was the worst thing that ever happened to America, biggest mistake. Mm. And that...
Women voting.
Well, I'm getting to the point that I'll just cut to the chase is that, I'm going to say something. There's no swear words in this here, but this is what he quoted to me when I said, "So where do you see black people in America?" And he said, "Serving me iced tea on the porch." Was a straight up bigot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was a bigot. And here's the thing, Tom. This is what I learned about the guy. The biggest point, relevant point, he was very bitter about the way he was raised. And there's a similarity between the MAGA people today and him. I've seen it. I grew up in Alaska, a very conservative state. I lost two friends, dear friends of 50 years that I have great memories with, playing ice hockey, fishing, baseball.
Mark, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but I get it. And thanks for sharing that story. It's important.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is brats. B-R-A-T. The word to text in this hour is brat.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After fearing all on board an Air India jet died after it crashed in northwestern India, there appears to be one survivor. ABC's Maggie Rooley has details.
A local hospital in Ahmedabad has confirmed to ABC News they're currently treating one person who was on board that aircraft. They are a survivor. Right now, though, the condition is unknown. We're getting new details that are coming in from this crash. We know that according to flight radar, the airplane sent its last distress signal just seconds after takeoff. It then crashed moments later. It crashed into that densely packed area of the city just outside the airport.
A New York judge declaring a mistrial in the Harvey Weinstein sex assault case after jurors could not reach a decision on a rape charge. The movie producer was convicted yesterday on one count of a criminal sex act and acquitted on a second count. President Trump signing bills rolling back California's electric vehicle mandates despite support for the EV rules from major car companies. The state could appeal. This is ABC News.